し毎晩花を加えてお散歩ひまわりの花がお気に入り
2 days later, now fully recovered, Hoffman reported his discovery to the head of the laboratory. 1 teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
Mystical experiences.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. This evening, we've been educating you about the origins of the psychedelic drug LSD, which was discovered to have those properties on this day in 1943 by the Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hoffman. And we've been having a bunch of clips from a BBC documentary about Dr. Albert Hoffman and this discovery and the whole psychedelic era. And, well, first off, let me apologize because I pre-announced what was going in to the set before I began it, and then I got it completely wrong because what I actually played you was a set with alternating tracks about Salvador Dali with some more psychedelic-oriented tracks. So what we really heard was one of our featured artists, the local band Axe Monkey, with Catherine Capozzi as the leader. That was Dali's Dark Dream 2.1. And then we heard from Jimi Hendrix and Room Full of Mirrors from Volume 2 of The Essential Jimi Hendrix. And then Shonen Knife, Dali's Sunflower. And then the German godfathers of hip-hop music, yes, Kraftwerk, Electrocardiogram, a live version from their Minimum Maximum album. And then flipping back over to the Dali side of things with Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. That was Dali's Car from Trout Mask Replica, produced by Frank Zappa, who I certainly acknowledge as a genius. And he acknowledged Captain Beefheart as a genius. So I guess I should, but you know, I certainly can't listen to that whole Trout Mask Replica album. My tolerance is pretty much one song. And that was 1 minute and 27 seconds of it. Not so bad compared to some of the others, but I just don't really get it the way Frank Zappa did. And then we finished with a very cool cover of an early Pink Floyd song, See Emily Play, performed by David Bowie. And backing me up now is another local artist, or at least they were when they lived here, Land of the Loops. This is called Mass Ave and Beyond. So now we really are going to start off the set that begins with Axe Monkey and Frenetic Carmen, and more particularly has the 11-minute live version from 1970 at the Fillmore West of Pink Floyd's Careful With That Axe, Eugene. And then we will finish this set for sure with Devo covering Jimi Hendrix. And stay tuned for that here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO, in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
ambitious man, and I thought I would start with the smallest quantity, which even it could have any effect. Namely, I started with 0.25 milligram, and had the intention then to increase the dosage, but then to see if something would happen. But this very small dose, the first dose of my experiments I planned, was very, very strong.
Ah!
Increasingly unwell, Hoffman was obliged to return home. It was wartime. He went by bicycle. As the journey progressed, the external world began to look stranger and stranger. By the time he reached home, normal reality had disintegrated.
Nature, the feeling to see now the true aspects of nature, the beauty of it, and which filled me with happiness.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is John Whitehead. Remember the candy you ate as a kid? Fizzies, wax lips, candy cigarettes, candy buttons, atomic fireballs, BB bats, bubblegum cigars, and lemon drops were all the rage at one time. But as more schools fall prey to zero-tolerance policies, the sweet concoctions of childhood are fast becoming bitter pills to swallow for today's young people. For example, one 6-year-old Colorado boy was treated to a sour experience after he was caught sharing a lemon drop with a fellow student. After calling an ambulance and the local fire department, school officials suspended the boy from school for a half a day under the school's zero-tolerance policy for illegal drugs. The point of law is our Fifth Amendment. The right to due process, especially in the form of common sense in the classroom, is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
My name is Angel Raich. I'm a mother of two teenage children, and I fought all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use the medicine that saved my life. I've been permanently disabled for 10 years with an inoperable brain tumor, wasting syndrome, and several other serious conditions. For 4 years, I was in a wheelchair in so much pain, I couldn't even hug my kids. The hardest part was looking in their eyes and seeing how much they were suffering because of my medical condition. The medicine that gave me my life back and gave my kids their mom back was cannabis, also known as medical marijuana. With medical marijuana, I can walk, maintain my weight, and I can be a mom. Without it, my doctors believe that I would die. To learn more about medical marijuana, contact Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or on the web at mpp.org.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCAN wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you. And if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration. But in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCAN, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Plastic sushi of the gods.
Tears of the strawberry in time.
Plastic strawberry sushi in time.
Plastic strawberries of the gods.
WMFO, Metro, 91.5.
Are you experienced? simple, but mutated.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And this evening, we are celebrating the psychedelic holiday, Bicycle Day, commemorating the first time a human being tripped on LSD on April 19th, 1943. The discoverer of LSD, a Swiss chemist, Dr. Albert Hoffman. 3 days earlier, he had mixed up a batch of LSD in order to examine its properties, and he noticed some very strange sensations, and he realized he had probably absorbed some of the chemical through the skin on his hands. And 3 days later, on April 19th, he deliberately took some. And he essentially got really tripping. And he felt sick. And he rode home on his bicycle. And that's why we call it Bicycle Day. And I've been mixing in and on top of the music, excerpts from an interview with him on a BBC documentary. So that's what we've been hearing. More particularly in the last set, we began first with one of our featured artists, Axe Monkey, a local Boston band. Frenetic Carmen was the name of that song. Then we heard a live Pink Floyd performance of Careful With That Axe, Eugene, from 1970, live at the Fillmore West. And then the Electric Prunes with a classic psychedelic pop song, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Some public service messages about lemon drops and zero tolerance policies at school and medical marijuana and knowing your rights when you're stopped by police officers. And we finished with what may be one of the best cool cover version of any Jimi Hendrix song ever by Devo. Are You Experienced? And we've got Savoir Faire in the studio here getting ready for Songs from the Squid Pod promptly at 10 p.m. And just before we get into that, I wanted to mention a little bit a very bizarre food experience I had last night here at Tufts. It was the Bug Feast, co-sponsored by the Tufts Biology Department and the Tufts University Green Fund. And essentially what we did was we had a 12-course insect feast. Ants, I can tell you, taste sour, a little bit like vinegar, a little bit like lemon juice. Crickets, they're nutty. And mealworms have that kind of a small, crunchy texture. And the strangest, well, the most ordinary looking food that we had on the outside was the meatballs. And they were in a kind of tomato sauce with some cheese. And I just thought, oh, yeah, these taste great and everything. And then after I bit into one, I took a picture of the open meatball. And there are these like mealworms, a whole bunch just sticking out. Some of them whole, some of them halfway eaten. The other half of them, of course, being in my stomach at the time. So I'm going to leave you with one final song from our featured artists, Pink Floyd. And this is a very strange song for sure. It's called Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast. And, well, it's got its own Wikipedia entry. It's the fifth and final track from their 1970 album, Adam Hart Mother. And what it's got is the band jamming in different ways in the background as their roadie at the time, their long-serving roadie, Alan Stiles, talks about a breakfast that he's preparing and then subsequently eating. And he's also remembering breakfasts that he had in the past. And, well, it's a strange piece, and it all starts right now. WMFO in Medford as we celebrate psychedelic music.
Oh, me flakes. Oh, then, scrambled egg, bacon, sausages, tomatoes, scrambled
toast,
egg, bacon,
sausages, coffee,
tomatoes, toast, marmalade. I like marmalade. Marmalade, I like marmalade. Yes, porridge is nice. Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, porridge is nice.
Oh, God.
Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, porridge is nice.
Oh, God.
Any cereal, I like all cereal. Yes, porridge is nice.
Oh, God.
Breakfast in Los Angeles. Microbiotic stuff. Microbiotic stuff. Microbiotic stuff. got a terrible back. When I work, it hurts me. You know what I mean, John?
Well, he's sort of, when driving on the road, he has a sleep. He's sort of, gets ready for the gig.
When driving on the road, he has a sleep.
Oh, no.
Gets ready for the gig. When driving on the road, he has a sleep.
I do all the electrical stuff. I can't bother with that. So,
I don't mind my battery. My battery and stuff. I don't mind my battery.
Mm, I do know. Riviera.
Been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. We've been celebrating Bicycle Day, that psychedelic holiday commemorating April 19th, 1943. The first time LSD was deliberately taken by a human being, and essentially he felt a little sick and he biked home, hence the holiday. So I've been playing for you this crazy Pink Floyd song from 1970, Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast, which looks like it is going to end just a little bit before Songs from the Squid Pod comes on. So we're going to have to deal gracefully with that. But that's my problem and Savoir Faire's problem. So thanks so much for listening and have a safe, enjoyable weekend, and we'll be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford.
join us here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsecht, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local.